Hi, this is a dictation for patient Randy Jones, RANDYJONES, date of service 1/11/2022, date of accident is 10/7/2020, date of service 1/11/2022, and date of birth is 9/22/1970. Mr. Randy Jones is a is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially a victim of an automobile accident. He was rear-ended on a drive as a rear passenger on the right, leading to head injury with dizziness, lack of focus, blurred vision, as well as pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiculopathy to the left arm, left buttock, and also pain in the left knee. Currently, the reports that all pains are still continuing similar, with the 50% improvement in pain and ADLs. However, he's in the left shoulder and the neck, mid-back, lower back are continuing as before, as well as into the left knee. And they range from 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, the radiation to the left buttock is less frequent, so it's left arm. The ADLs that are currently affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The sleep is affected 9. The enjoyment of life, working ability, mood, oral activity are affected 8. In system review patient reports, neurologist and psych patient has suffered from headaches, dizziness, ego, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, loss of balance, lack of focus, depression. In the pain and numbness patient reports, shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, decreased range of motions, pins and needle in the left arm, left buttock, as well as lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI patient reports, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU patient reports, no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble with chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, reports that the pain level has usually remained the same. However, there is definite improvement in symptoms, but no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medicine is narco. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain regimen. And due to the severe pain, patient had to resort to take some extra medication that was given to him, leading to last two times no medicines in the urine. Patient was informed about this issue, and he has informed he will make sure that he follows the directions from the physician regarding the prescription intake. However, his pain is genuine. The MRIs are validating his pain, and hence he'll continue to be our patient. He has been undergoing procedures for the relief of pain, especially focusing on the shoulder, and the lumbar epidural steroid injection times 4 that have been provided to him, bringing him a definitive relief. He's also undergoing a visit to an orthopedic surgeon regarding his shoulder and the knee. His MRIs were reviewed, leading to the issue with the left shoulder, the lumbar spine issues, and also the issues with the left knee, for which he's seeing an orthopedic surgeon next week, Dr. Cohen. And physical examination revealed the blood pressure is 128/74, pulse is 69, temperature 97.1. pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 12-9-2021. Dictation number is 1213-10. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is continue the treatment, which is physical therapy, three times with string massage, aquatic gait training, exercise. Disability continues in the work, housework, replacement, transportation. Not been reviewed. Patient is provided continuing prescription of naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night, and Narco 10 over 25 to 12 over 30. 60 tablets to currently help in the pain episode, acute pain episode that patient has. And he is seeing orthopedic surgeon for a possible surgery to his knee, where he had a comminuted fracture leading to ACL degeneration as well as meniscite tear. He also is seeing for various issues in the left shoulder, AC joint degeneration to subdeltoid bursitis, glenohumeral joint effusion and tendinitis, and AC joint effusion for which two times injections were provided, leading to some relief but not complete relief. The patient will be seen in a month's time, and he'll be coming scheduled for his fifth lumbar epidural steroid injection to bring him for relief. Thank you.